Welcome to This Is America in VOA Special English. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Today, we tell about the 78th Academy Awards ceremony, which takes place next Sunday in Los Angeles, California. For people who make movies, and for people who love to watch them, it is the most exciting event of the year.
On March 5th, actors, directors, producers, and other filmmakers will gather in Hollywood, the center of the American film industry. They will receive Academy Awards for the best acting, directing, writing, editing, music, and other work on movies released last year. The winners will receive an award called an Oscar. This statue is shaped like a man. It is made of several metals covered with gold. The Oscar is only about 34 centimeters tall. It weighs less than 4 kilograms. But the award can be priceless to the person who receives it. Winning an Oscar can mean becoming much more famous. It can mean getting offers to work in the best movies. It also can mean earning much more money.
5 films are nominated for Best Motion Picture. They are Brokeback Mountain, Good Night and Good Luck, Crash, Capote, and Munich. The directors of these movies were also nominated for Best Director. These 5 films are different from the ones that are often nominated for Best Picture. They are all realistic films for adults that deal with serious political or social issues. 4 of the movies were mainly produced outside the major Hollywood movie studio system. They cost far less money to produce than most major Hollywood movies.
Brokeback Mountain received 8 nominations, the most of any movie this year. They include Best Director for Ang Lee and nominations for 2 actors and 1 actress in the film. Brokeback Mountain is the story of 2 young cowboys in the western state of Wyoming. They fall in love during the 1960s. They marry young women and have children, but the 2 men continue their secret relationship for 20 years.
2 of the other films received 6 nominations each. Good Night and Good Luck is about the television newsman Edward R. Murrow in the 1950s. His broadcast opposed the powerful Senator Joseph McCarthy. George Clooney directed Good Night and Good Luck. He also wrote the screenplay with Grant Heslov, and Clooney acts in the movie. Clooney was also nominated as Best Actor in a supporting role in another movie, Syriana. He plays a secret United States government agent in the Middle East. The film Crash also received 6 nominations. Paul Haggis wrote and directed the movie. Crash is about racial tensions among a group of people in Los Angeles. These strangers meet during 36 hours and are involved in car crashes and crimes.
Bennett Miller directed Capote, another nominee for Best Picture. It is a true story about the writer Truman Capote. It tells about his relationship with 2 men sentenced to be executed for killing a family in a small town in Kansas. Capote wrote about the killings in his famous book, In Cold Blood. The last nominee for Best Picture is Munich, directed by Steven Spielberg. It is also based on true events. Munich deals with the killing of 11 Israeli athletes and coaches by Palestinian terrorists. That happened at the Olympic Games in Munich, Germany in 1972. The movie is about Israeli agents and their efforts to find and kill the men responsible for the deaths.
Five men were nominated for the best performance by an actor in a leading role. Three of them play famous American men during the 1950s and 60s. The three actors changed their appearances and voices to look and sound like the real people. David Strathairn plays Edward R. Murrow in Good Night and Good Luck. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Truman Capote in Capote. And Joaquin Phoenix plays the famous country singer Johnny Cash in Walk the Line. Heath Ledger was nominated for his role as one of the gay cowboys in Brokeback Mountain. And Terrence Howard was nominated for his role in the movie Hustle and Flow. He plays a man who tries to become a rap music singer in Memphis, Tennessee.
Five women received nominations for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role. Judi Dench plays a woman who owns a musical theater in London during World War II. Her movie is called Mrs. Henderson Presents. Keira Knightley plays a young woman in a family of five sisters who seek husbands in 19th century England. The movie is based on the book called Pride and Prejudice. Reese Witherspoon plays and sings the songs of the famous country music singer June Carter Cash in Walk the Line. Charlize Theron was nominated for the movie North Country. She plays a woman who works in a mine. She takes legal action against the male workers who mistreat her. And in the most unusual role, Felicity Huffman was nominated for Trans America. She plays a man about to have an operation to become a woman. The man discovers for the first time that he has a teenage son.
Five movies were nominated for Best Documentary, a movie showing real people and events. Darwin's Nightmare is about the difficult life for the poor people of Tanzania. The movie shows how valuable fish from the country's waters are sent to rich countries while the people of Tanzania are left hungry. March of the Penguins is a French movie about the struggle for survival of emperor penguins in Antarctica. Murder Ball is about disabled American athletes who compete in specially designed wheelchairs in a sport called quad rugby.
Another nominee for Best Documentary is Enron, the Smartest Guys in the Room. It is about the top officials of the formerly powerful energy trading company. The failure of the company affected the lives of its employees and American Business. Two of those Enron officials are currently on trial on charges of plotting to cheat investors. Street Fight is the fifth nominee. It is about a recent election for mayor in Newark, New Jersey. The film raises hard questions about American politics, democracy, and race.
More than 20 Academy Awards will be presented on Sunday. The people who designed the best costumes, makeup, and special effects will receive awards. So will the people who wrote the best screenplays and did the best film and sound editing. Songs from Crash, Hustle and Flow, and Transamerica are nominated as Best Original Song. Musical scores from five other movies are nominated for Best Original Score.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences presents the Oscars each year. Almost 6,000 people who work in the movie industry belong to the organization. Members of the Academy begin the process of choosing award winners. These people work in 13 different professions. They nominate candidates for Academy Awards. The members choose among people doing the same kind of work. For example, actors nominate actors. Directors nominate directors. Designers nominate designers. All Academy members vote to choose the final winners.
The awards are presented in the Kodak Theater in Hollywood. Important people in the movie industry attend the Academy Awards ceremony. Crowds of people wait outside the theater. They watch the famous movie stars as they arrive for the ceremony. The women wear beautiful dresses and costly jewelry provided by famous designers. Camera lights flash. The actors and actresses smile for the photographers and the television cameras. During the Academy Awards ceremony, famous actors and actresses announce the names of the nominees and the winners. Then the winners go up onto the stage to receive their Oscars. Their big moment has arrived. They thank all the people who helped them win the award. Hundreds of millions of people in the United States and around the world will watch the Academy Awards show on television Sunday night. The American film industry will honor the best movies, actors, and technicians. These winners will go home with a golden Oscar. Our program was written by Shelley Gollis. It was produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Barbara Klein. And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for This Is America in VOA Special English. Your hair.
Honey, I'm in a snowball, Jackson.
See if I care.
When I breathe into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. They're gonna loosen my coat. Cause I'm going to Jackson.